This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the scripts to principles progression to build a leadership voice that sounds truly your own. From borrowed words to a voice people trust and follow. In short, a leadership voice is not something you're born with. It is something you build, step by step, through structure and practice. Scripts give you a foundation, when you have none, not a place to live permanently. The progression moves from scripted language to personalized phrasing to internalized principles. When you complete the progression, your voice is no longer borrowed. It is yours. Definition: the scripts to principles progression is a three-stage developmental model, where communicators begin with exact word-for-word scripts for structure and confidence, and personalize the language to match their natural voice. And finally internalize the underlying principles so deeply that no script is needed. I have watched talented people lose rooms they should have owned, not because they lacked intelligence or conviction, because under pressure, the gap between what they meant to say and what actually came out was wide enough to swallow their credibility whole. The script to principles progression exists to close that gap. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce this model in Chapter 3 as the most honest answer I know to the question every developing leader asks. How do I sound like myself when I'm under pressure? You start with structure. You practice until the structure becomes second nature. Then you let go of the structure and speak from what you've earned. This article gives you 5 frameworks drawn from that progression, a guide for choosing the right one in a given situation, and a realistic plan for building fluency over time. What the scripts to principles progression actually does for your leadership voice. A lot of people hear the word script and assume it means robotic, stiff, inauthentic. They resist it because they want to sound natural, and they associate scripts with the opposite of natural. That resistance is understandable. It is also one of the most expensive mistakes a developing leader can make. Here is the truth of it. Scripts are training wheels, not crutches. Use them because you need structure and confidence while the skill is still forming. A new surgeon does not improvise the first incision. A new pilot does not wing the pre-flight checklist. The structure is there precisely so you can focus on doing the thing well rather than on inventing the procedure as you go. The script to principles progression does not ask you to sound like someone else forever. It asks you to borrow a structure long enough to understand why it works. Once you understand why it works, you stop needing the exact words. The principle carries you. Your voice carries the principle. That is what a genuine leadership voice sounds like, not scripted, but not formless either. Grounded. The 5 frameworks that drive the progression. These are not theoretical constructs. Each one represents a distinct phase or tool within the scripts to principles progression. Use them in order when you are building a new communication skill. Use them selectively when you need to diagnose where you are stuck. Framework 1. The anchor script. What it is. A word-for-word script designed to give you a reliable starting point in high-stakes conversations where you would otherwise default to avoidance or aggression. What it is designed for. The moments when anxiety hijacks your language. Performance reviews. Setting boundaries with a peer. Addressing behavior that is damaging your team. These conversations need a reliable opening because the opening sets the tone for everything that follows. How it works. Number 1. Write the opening 3 sentences in full. Do not summarize. Write the exact words you intend to say. Number 2. Identify the core message. Strip the script to 1 sentence. What is the single thing this conversation must communicate? Number 3. Rehearse out loud, not in your head. Your voice needs to practice the words, not just your brain. 3 repetitions minimum before the real conversation. Number 4. Use it as written for the first 5 conversations. Resist the urge to improvise before you have felt the script work. When to use it. When you're new to a conversation type, when the stakes are high enough that stumbling would cause real damage, or when a previous unscripted attempt went poorly. When not to use it. Once you can deliver the opening without conscious effort, the anchor script has done its job. Continuing to rely on it after that point will keep your voice sounding borrowed. Example: a new team leader needs to address a senior team member who has been dismissing junior colleagues in meetings. She writes, "I want to talk about something I have noticed in our last 3 meetings. When Marcus raises a point, you tend to respond before he has finished. I want us to work on that together." She rehearses it aloud 4 times. In the actual conversation, she delivers it without flinching. The senior member is surprised, but not defensive. The conversation moves forward. That is the anchor script working exactly as intended. Eamon's note, I still write out the opening of any conversation that matters. Not because I need it anymore. Because the act of writing it forces me to be clear about what I actually want to say. Framework 2. The personalization layer. What it is. A structured editing process that takes an existing script and writes it in your own natural vocabulary and rhythm without losing the underlying logic. What it is designed for. The transition from saying someone else's words to saying your own words in a proven structure. This is where the leadership voice begins to emerge. How it works. Number 1. Take a script you have used at least 5 times. You need enough repetitions to know what the structure is doing before you start changing it. Number 2. Identify the 3 load-bearing phrases. These are the phrases that carry the actual meaning. Do not change these yet. Number 3. Write the connective tissue. The transitions, the softeners, the explanatory lines, these are where your natural voice lives. Change them to match how you actually speak. Number 4. Test the edited version. Use it in a lower-stakes version of the same conversation type. Note what felt more natural and what felt less precise. Number 5. Iterate once. 1 round of editing, then commit to the new version for at least 5 more uses. When to use it. After the anchor script has become reliable. Not before. When not to use it. If you are personalizing because the script feels awkward and you have only used it twice, you're not ready. Awkwardness in the early stages is not a sign the script is wrong. It is a sign the skill is forming. Example. A manager has been using a script for giving corrective feedback for 3 months. The load-bearing phrase is, I need to be direct with you about something I have seen. She writes the surrounding sentences to sound less formal because she is naturally direct and conversational. The core message stays intact. Her team notices the difference. She sounds like herself. That is the personalization layer working. Eamon's note. This is where most people either rush or stall. They rush because they want to sound natural before they have earned it. Or they stall because they are afraid of losing what works. Both mistakes cost you. Trust the process. Framework 3. The principal extraction method. What it is. A reflective tool that helps you identify the underlying communication principle inside a script you have already mastered, so you can apply that principle to new conversations without a script. What it is designed for. The critical leap from I know the script to I understand why the script works. This is where the leadership voice stops being a borrowed tool and becomes a genuine capability. How it works. Number 1. Write the script you have mastered at the top of a page. Number 2. Ask yourself, what is the script trying to do? Not what it says. What it is doing. Establishing safety. Separating the behavior from the person. Signaling respect before delivering a hard truth. Number 3. Write the principle in 1 sentence. This script works because it names the behavior without judging the person. Number 4. Apply that principle to a different conversation type. Without the script. Using only the principle as your guide. Number 5. Debrief afterward. Did the principle hold? What did you need to adjust? When to use it? Once you've used a script consistently for at least 6 to 8 weeks across multiple real conversations, when not to use it? Do not rush to this stage. Extracting the principle before you have genuinely internalized the script produces a vague principle that will not carry you when pressure rises. Example. A senior leader extracts the principle from his confrontation script. Name the specific behavior, not the character, and ask a genuine question before offering a solution. He applies the principle without a script in a tense board meeting where a colleague is deflecting accountability. He does not have prepared words. He has a principle. It holds. That is the principle extraction method doing its work. For a deeper look at how this connects to long-term communication mastery, the full model is covered in Say It Right Every Time. Eamon's note. When I first extracted a principle from a script I had used for years, it felt almost anticlimactic. The principle was so simple. But that is exactly the point. Simple principles, deeply understood, carry you through complexity. Framework 4. The Pressure Test Protocol. What it is. A deliberate practice system for testing whether you have truly internalized a principle by exposing it to conditions that would previously have made you reach for the script. What it is designed for. Building the kind of confidence that does not crack when someone pushes back, deflects, or raises the emotional temperature. This is where leadership presence is truly forged. How it works. Number 1. Identify your 3 highest pressure conversation triggers. These are the situations where you most often revert to vague language, over-explaining, or silence. Number 2. Simulate each trigger with a trusted colleague. Ask them to play the most difficult version of the other person, dismissive, defensive, or emotional. Number 3. Use only your principles, no script. If you reach for scripted language, note it. That is a signal the principle is not yet deep enough. Number 4. Debrief with 3 questions. What held? What cracked? What do you need to practice more? Number 5. Repeat the simulation twice a week for 3 weeks before a high-stakes real conversation. When to use it? Before any conversation where the stakes are high enough that failure would damage a relationship or your credibility. Also as a regular practice, not just pre-event preparation. When not to use it? Do not use this protocol as a substitute for real conversations. Simulation builds readiness. Only real conversations build mastery. Example: a director is preparing for a performance conversation with a team member who has a history of becoming emotional when challenged. She runs the pressure test with her peer manager playing the resistant role. Twice, she retreats into over-explanation. By the third simulation, she holds her ground with quiet clarity. The real conversation, when it comes, goes better than any she has had before. This is also where the confidence-competence dynamic that drives leadership voice development becomes most visible. The confidence-competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster than others who have equal natural ability, but less deliberate practice. Eamon's note: the gap between knowing a principle and trusting it under pressure is real, and it is wide. The only bridge across it is rehearsal. Not mental rehearsal. Physical, out loud, uncomfortable rehearsal. Framework 5. The compound practice system. What it is? A long-term daily practice structure, drawn from Chapter 16 of Say It Right Every Time, it applies the compound effect to leadership voice development. Small, consistent improvements accumulate into transformative capability over time. What it is designed for? Sustaining the progression beyond any single script or conversation type. The compound practice system is the difference between improving at one conversation skill and becoming a genuinely strong communicator across the full range of leadership demands. How it works. Number 1. Choose one conversation type to work on each month. Giving feedback, setting boundaries, managing upward, handling conflict in meetings. One at a time. Number 2. Begin each month at the anchor script stage for that conversation type, even if you are advanced in other areas. Number 3. Move through the stages within the month. Script in week 1. Personalization in week 2. Principle extraction in week 3. Pressure testing in week 4. Number 4. Keep a brief reflection log. 2 sentences after any significant conversation. What worked? What did not? Number 5. At the end of each month, name the principle you have internalized. Write it on a card. Keep it somewhere visible. When to use it? As your ongoing leadership communication practice, not a one-time intervention. When not to use it? If you are in crisis mode, this is not the right tool. The compound practice system is for steady-state development, not emergency repair. Example: a team leader commits to 6 months of the compound practice system. By month 3, colleagues notice she has stopped hedging in difficult conversations. By month 6, her team begins describing her as someone they trust to say the hard thing clearly and fairly. She has not changed her personality. She has changed her practice. As I write and say it right every time, what changed wasn't my personality. It was practice. It was having one difficult conversation, then another, then another. Eamon's note: the compound effect works in both directions. Avoiding these conversations also compounds. One avoided conversation leads to resentment. Resentment leads to more avoidance. You choose which direction to compound. Choosing the right framework for where you are right now. Not every framework belongs at every stage. Here is a quick guide. Situation: best framework. New to this conversation. Type: anchor script. Script feels stiff after months of use. Personalization layer. Script feels natural, but you rely on it too much. Principle extraction method. High stakes conversation coming up. Pressure test protocol. Building long-term leadership voice over time. Compound practice system. The key is honest self-assessment. Most people overestimate which stage they are at. If you feel a flicker of uncertainty about your current script, you're probably still in the anchor script stage, whatever you tell yourself. The test is simple: can you handle an unexpected response without losing your thread? If the answer is no, stay in the script a little longer. That is not weakness. That is precision. For conversations involving team meetings, These frameworks connect directly to how you manage the room. Understanding the role of communication in meeting success helps you see where your leadership voice needs to be strongest and most consistent. Where the progression breaks down. There are four places where people consistently lose ground in this progression. Understanding them is half the battle. Rushing to personalization before the script is solid. Why it happens. Scripted language feels uncomfortable, and people interpret discomfort as a sign that the script is wrong for them. What to do instead? Stay with the script until delivering it no longer requires conscious effort. Discomfort is part of the process, not evidence against it. Skipping the principal extraction step entirely. Why it happens. Once a script is working well, people see no reason to examine why it works. What to do instead? The principle is what saves you when the conversation goes off script. Extract it deliberately. Write it down. Treating high-stakes conversations as tests rather than practice. Why it happens. The pressure of a real conversation makes people rigid. They perform instead of communicate. What to do instead? Use the pressure test protocol before high-stakes conversations. The real conversation should never be the first time you've practiced under pressure. This matters especially when you need to give feedback that changes over time as your skill deepens. Abandoning the compound practice system after one good month. Why it happens. One good conversation feels like proof that the work is done. What to do instead? Mastery is not a destination. It is a practice. The leaders who communicate with genuine authority are the ones who never stop working on it. These same patterns affect how you manage difficult moments in groups. Whether you're trying to deal with dominant voices in a discussion, de-escalate arguments during meetings, or deliver advanced feedback with nuance and psychological precision, the progression is the same. Structure first, then fluency, then ownership. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emunblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the voice over 60 days. In Chapter 16 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline a 60-day transformation plan built on exactly this progression. Here is the core of how it applies to leadership voice specifically. Days 1 to 20. Choose one conversation type where your voice currently lets you down. Write your anchor script. Use it in every relevant conversation during this period. Log two sentences after each one. Days 21 to 40. Apply the personalization layer. Edit the connective tissue of the script to match your natural voice. Keep the load-bearing phrases intact. Note where it feels more yours. Days 41 to 60. Extract the principle. Run at least two pressure test simulations. Have the hardest version of this conversation you've been avoiding. Debrief honestly. By day 60, you will not have a perfect leadership voice. Nobody does. But you will have one conversation type where you no longer need a script and the principle carries you. That is real. Build on it. Remote leadership adds another layer of complexity here, because your voice has to carry across formats where tone is easily lost. Choosing the right tools for remote collaboration matters more than most leaders realize when they are still building vocal authority. The voice you have been working toward. This much I know for certain: the leaders who communicate with real authority are not the ones who found the perfect words. They are the ones who practiced until the right words became natural. The script to principles progression is not a shortcut. It is the actual path. You borrow structure until you no longer need to borrow. You practice until the practice becomes invisible. And one day, in a conversation that matters, you hear yourself say exactly the right thing in exactly your own voice, and you realize the work was worth every uncomfortable repetition. The script to principles progression does not end. It deepens. Every new conversation type, every new pressure, every new relationship asks something new of your voice. That is not a problem. That is the practice. The full system, with 115 scripts and a complete 60-day plan, is in Say It Right Every Time. But what you have here is enough to begin. Begin today. Frequently asked questions. What is the script to principles progression? The script to principles progression is a developmental model where communicators begin with word-for-word scripts for structure and confidence, then gradually personalize the language and ultimately internalize the underlying principle so no script is needed at all. How long does the script to principles progression take? There is no fixed timeline. Most people spend 2 to 4 weeks with a new script before they feel confident personalizing it. Full internalization of the underlying principle often takes months of consistent practice across different conversations and pressures. Can a script to principles progression help with leadership voice? Yes, it is one of the most direct paths to a leadership voice. It sounds genuinely yours. Scripts give you a starting structure. The progression trains you to move past them until the principles guide every conversation without a script in sight. What is the difference between using a script and having a leadership voice? A script is borrowed language you follow. A leadership voice is internalized language you own. The script to principles progression is the bridge between them. You start with a script so you have something reliable, then work toward a voice that needs no script at all. How do I know when I have moved past the script stage? You know you have moved past a script when you can handle an unexpected response mid-conversation without losing your thread. If a direct challenge throws you back to rigid phrasing, you are still in the script stage. Flexibility under pressure is the real test. Why do so many leaders sound like they are reading from a script? Because they stopped at stage one. They learned the language of leadership, calm, measured, clear, but never worked through the progression to make it their own. The words are right, but the voice behind them is borrowed. That gap is what listeners hear. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.